This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
So if you've only been listening to the show for maybe like 2 days, you'd think it was the Carson and Dan show, but it is not.
No, we're missing maybe the most key piece.
The most key piece, Kennedy. So it is Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. You can always catch the show on the Odyssey app. We have some sad news to share. You know, Kennedy's been out for the past couple of days. We didn't actually talk about it yesterday on the show. I didn't want to say anything until she shared it the way she wanted to share what was going on. But obviously, you know, we have been in contact with her. And I'm just going to read to you what she put on Facebook, and then we can talk a little bit about it, if that's okay with you, Dan.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Kennedy writes, and I'm just going to read it exactly as Kennedy wrote it on her Facebook. She says, "I don't even know how to say this, so maybe I won't. He was the best thing that ever happened to me, and I don't know how to do it without him, but he waited until I got home and passed in my arms. So my sweet Elvis, thank you for loving me more than I ever loved myself. I know you're chasing rabbits with no pain and getting all the treats with all the other good dogs. I'm going to take a little break from all of this to process, thanks to all of you who loved him as much as I did." So yeah, Elvis, her chocolate lab, passed away on Sunday night, early Monday morning.
Yeah, Sunday night into Monday morning.
Yeah, I woke up to a text that we got at probably like 1 o'clock in the morning from her. It was pretty emotional.
Yeah, she started texting us around 12:30 going into Sunday morning, and it just was like, "Elvis isn't breathing well. I'm heading to the emergency vet." And then, you know, she said some stuff that's personal that I'm not going to read. Then around 1:45, she was like, "He's gone. I'm just glad that he waited for me to get home."
Yeah,
so that I could be there for him.
Yeah, Lana and I were talking about this. She's like, "I didn't even know Elvis was sick." And I said, "Well, I don't know that Elvis was sick per se, but just getting older."
Yeah, he was like 12 or 13.
I think so. I think he was 13. She had had a chocolate lab before named Elwood. So when I met Kennedy in like 97, she was just in the process of getting divorced, and they had two chocolate labs, and it was Jake and Elwood, because they loved the
Blues Brothers. Right. Yeah.
And so she got Elwood, and her ex got Jake, and Elwood, I don't think, made the move to Boston. I don't remember Elwood, because we stayed in an apartment together when we first moved here. And I remember her having a little cat, but I don't think the dog was there. And so I believe she got Elvis in around 2009.
I would say like 2013, because I was here.
2013? Oh, yeah. Really? You think it was? Oh, yeah, that makes...
Yeah, oh. Time-wise.
Okay, yeah. Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense.
But, you know, it's so sad. We want to give her as much time and space as she needs, because it's losing a family member.
Yep.
But that dog was more loved than... most humans get to experience, and he lived a fantastic life.
Yep.
He was the goodest of boys.
Yep.
He was in the studio not too long ago, got all the dog hair all over me.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was just the sweetest dog.
And it's got to be, listen, we love Cisco, but we have a family around us, and me and my wife and my son. And so I can't imagine what Kennedy is going through right now, being at home alone. Yeah, the one saving grace is that she has her dad's dog right now, which I was saying to Lana last night, I was like, I'm hoping that's helping a little bit, because if there was no dog in the house at all, just being there, sitting there with your feelings and emotions is a lot.
It's a lot to process.
It is a lot to process. So I talked to her yesterday morning on the phone on the way in. She was obviously upset, but, you know, she said it was like he waited because she had been gone to Iceland for a week. And when she got home, you know, she told me that he wasn't eating, and then he finally ate and he was doing a little bit better. And then he just, you know, hit a rough patch and just never recovered from it. So,
well, he crossed the rainbow bridge. He's not in pain anymore.
Yeah.
No, he was probably the best thing that happened to Kennedy over these last 13 years.
And we just wanted to share that with you and let you know what was going on with Kennedy.
She'll be back when she's ready.
Yeah, yeah. She texted us yesterday afternoon and she said, I'm just still not ready to come back to work. So, you know, hopefully she'll be back tomorrow. But we just wanted to kind of give you an update on what was going on with Kennedy.
Good morning, everybody.
I know. But listen, this is
it's a real life.
This is it, right? This is why we love you, because you share your lives with us. And, you know, there are times when we feel it's important to share what's going on. I wish Kennedy here were to share it. But when she shared it on, you know, on social media yesterday, I was like, well, I started getting text messages and DMs, and people were asking, you know, for her address and, you know, how can I reach out? We sent her flowers. Know that we're thinking about her, and we appreciate that you're thinking about her as well. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.